Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Herd Mentality. Let's go back to a time long ago, to the founding of our great country, when every farmer grew the plant, when America was a sane place to live and raise a family, or just raise some pot, or raise hell, that's right. Back to the 1960s, the hippies were always right about everything.
Yay, hippies!
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Dr. Bob, I'm breaking down in the back a little bit here. And today is Welcome to the Herd Mentality Day, Taco Tuesday, once again here in the heartbeat of the universe, deep in the heart of misery in the Ozarks. It's about 77 degrees, threatening the rain and shower, which we need really badly. The humidity got lower today, so I actually don't have to use the air conditioning for the first time in about a week, so that's all good. And what else is going on out in the whole wide one world and wonderful world of sports and entertainment today? It's 9/26/17. And today's show is about tiger salamanders, fawns, persimmons, acorns, and pelicans. And that's quite a lineup of stuff to talk about. And I'll refer to my calendar and see what all that shit means. Tiger salamanders are moving to ponds in the rain. And so I guess that's why we need the rain today, or pretty damn soon, is so the tiger salamanders can get to the damn ponds for, you know, where they hibernate, I believe, in the mud. Fawns are, or have, already lost their spots. Fawns, you know, like Bambi, venison. Persimmons are starting to ripen. Yum! Well, I tell you what, you get out in the woods around here and you're going to play hell beating anything else to persimmon trees in this neck of the woods, because everything out there is waiting for them to get ripe. We'll talk about them a little later. Acorns are starting to fall because it's fall, and that's how fall got its name, because a lot of shit falls out of trees in the fall. I mean, shit falls out of trees all the time, but a whole lot more in the fall. And you got to watch out, because there's a lot of walnuts out this year. And if one of them some bitches crack you in the skull, falling from about 40 feet up in the air, you might stagger at least a little bit. What else? Them acorns are falling, so of course the squirrels are out, you know, carrying them around. So, I mean, they think they're storing up nuts for the winter, but mostly they're planting oak trees that grow up, you know, next spring. And the white pelicans are starting to congregate in the wetlands between now and the middle of October. And something... yeah, even here, deep in the heart of the Ozarks, we see pelicans and all kinds of shorebirds that migrate back and forth through, you know, the major flyway along the Mississippi River. It's only the biggest damn river on this side of this hemisphere of this planet. Anyways, I say anyways a lot because I like that word. It's kind of my go-to transition word. Anyway, I got to thank Dr. Bob again for showing up and getting the band cranked up. That's Dr. Bob's Jazz Bopping, Bebopping Quartet Barbecue in the background we're hearing. hey, everybody in the, the Mental Lozenges Lounge provided to us free of almost any charge by the amazing and the incredible blogtalkradio.com crap. And that would be Maggie C in person. And let's see, here's a little, you know, there's some more angels getting some wings. And that's not a cowbell, that's a dog bell, but that's the closest damn bell I got to it. And some other feller. Looks like somebody playing possum to me. I don't know what the hell his damn name is. He's funny. He typed funny anyway. He got like a plain black font and shit. And just showing up, coming in out of nowhere, getting for USA. All the way from, I believe, north of here. Which almost everything is north of here that's not south of here. So anyway, back to the topic of today's show. Thanks everybody for showing up in the Mental Lozenges Lounge, which is kind of like a live chat room thing in the Blog Talk, and I'm tired of telling everybody, so that's what it is. You've got to have your own account to actually use it at Blog Talk. And, I mean, you can go there as a guest and watch other people interact, but you can't interact and type stuff out if you don't have your own Blog Talk, you know, account, which they need, like, an email address, and that's pretty much all you need to get it. So, but, you know, take your time. Don't do that anytime soon because, you know, I'm kind of busy. As you can tell, there's silence right now, and so that means I'm supposed to push another button, I think. And so I'm going to go ahead and do that. And, hell, I don't even know if you can hear this guy or not. Let me see. Just barely. I'm telling you what, this headset I got is a hunk of junk. I ain't got a lot of money to buy all that fancy shit. Talked to my buddy Doug earlier on the telephone, and he's out running on his way down to Texas, trying to beat hell to get there in a hurry and back. And when he's rolling down the road to the truck, it's headlock background noise. And you know, we ain't got that high, we just poor dumb hillbillies, we ain't got them high-tech audio equipment and shit like, you know, them other guys do. Like, I mean, I don't know who them other guys are, but I see them on TV and YouTube and internet, and hell, I don't know, some of them on Blog Talk even sound about half-assed professional. I'm kind of wondering if they ain't sitting in a real damn studio someplace sometimes. But that's just some, and they're few and far between, I mean, that's fine. Anyway, back to persimmon. Persimmon is the edible fruit of a number of species of trees in the genus Diospyros. Most widely cultivated of these is the Oriental or Japanese persimmon, Diospyros khaki, or khaki. I don't know if that's khaki or khaki, K-A-K-I, say it however you want to. Latin is, you know, you can say it however you want because nobody's really using it anymore except scientists, so. Anyway, somebody want to count anyways, there might be a prize at the end of the, you know, lifespan of this show. that if somebody counts accurately how many times I say anyway, then maybe they might get some, but I doubt it. Colossus. Okay. Colossus. Diosporus. Oh, see, I didn't do that either. So, anyway, let me finish reading this stuff. I'm reading. I'm trying to be two things, one out of each eye, and it ain't very damn easy. And now people are shooting links at me. That's always nice. I've been watching YouTubes all day about racking my meat. And I might talk about that some later. Anyway, what do you find in the center of persimmon seeds? The seeds tell a story about what we can expect for the coming winter. But the persimmon is much more than a weather prognosticator. It's a soft, edible fruit, really more like a berry, but provided you bite into one that is lush and ripe. Otherwise, you're in for a very unpleasant, puckering surprise. But it can be eaten fresh or cooked, or you can dry it, and persimmons make delicious jams, pies, steamed puddings, bread and muffins, stuffing, curry, and cookies. They're also delicious sliced and served fresh in green salads with watercress and nuts. If that's what you like, you know, if you like, you know, rabbit food more, you can put them in there. What do they taste like? Well, sometimes they taste, I'll tell you what they, the ones I taste, they taste like persimmon. And there's, some say they taste similar to apricots, but they're more softer and pudding-like texture when they're ripe. Persimmon is actually a berry, which has been fondly referred to as the divine fruit. Dated to China, the persimmon has been cultivated for thousands of years. Japan has been cultivating persimmons for about 1,300 years. Japanese and Chinese cultivars were first introduced into the U.S. from 1870 to 1920. So that's when the Asian persimmons invaded the United States, back right about when the Asians did. I think we brought them over here to build the train tracks for the trains. But I digress, and that's a different piece of history for another time and show, maybe someday. Today, various cultivars of persimmons are grown in a dozen other countries. The American persimmon, Diosporus virginiana, also known as the common persimmon, is grown from Florida to Connecticut, west to Iowa, and south to Texas. According to University of California, Davis, most domestic commercial production of persimmons is centered in California, and in 2012, the 2,898 acres harvested produced about 16,898 tons of fruit. That's a shit ton of persimmons. Anyway, be sure to look at the seeds from a locally grown persimmon to predict the weather in your area. Now, if you go out and buy them California persimmons in the store and you look at the seed inside to see if you see a spoon or a fork-shaped pattern in the it's actually the cotyledon of the cell, and I only know that because, you know, I went to school. But that's the part of the seed inside that eventually is going to germinate. And it's either in the it'll be in the pattern of a spoon or a fork. If it's shaped, that's what my grandma told me, and maybe my great-grandma told me it too. But they say when you look in the persimmon seed, you find you some. And if you can't beat the deer and the other critters to the persimmons, all you need to do is, like, this time of year or here pretty soon, really the persimmons aren't quite ripe here yet, because you don't want to bite them, like, right now. Because you're going to need a drink of water pretty damn quick. But if you see a spoon shape or a fork shape, one of the two, a fork means you're going to have a mild winter, and a spoon means you're going to have a heavy winter with a lot of snow. And the way I always was able to remember that, because it took me a while as a kid to, okay, now what am I looking for in this seed, Grandma? And, you know, there's my telephone number. Anybody can call in right now. The switchboard is open and empty. Thanks, Getting, for posting the number. Anyway, there's another anyway, in case you're keeping score of anyways. There's several anyways that have been used, and there may be a prize available later. But back to the persimmon seeds, the spoon shape is how I always remembered it, because that's kind of like a shovel, and that reminds me of shoveling snow. And that's something that, at least in this neck of the woods, we haven't had to do very much of for the last few years in a row. It looks like that one guy left, the magic, just evidently knocked out its tad. I guess he might have got pissed off because he said he got a call. He got called away from the Gigantor himself, and so he had to check out. Anyway, forks are everywhere. Anyway, check your persimmons. Don't look in somebody else's persimmons and expect it to predict the weather in your place where you live, because it's going to be predicting the weather there. And if you get them California persimmons, which most of them, I mean, that's where they grow a shit ton of them, I get the wild ones, because they're pretty easy to find out in nature, because everything eats them. If you can't find the fruit on the tree to find a seed to predict your winter with, all you have to do is find a tree and look around it pretty close. Won't be too far away. There'll be a bunch of deer poop and coyote poop and turkey poop and everything that wanders around in the woods that eats stuff in the woods likes persimmons too. That's why they're hard to get. But if you want to look through some poo for some seeds so you can predict your winter, you can always do it that way. And there ain't nothing wrong with poo. It's pretty good because, you know, it ends up being dirt, and that's how seeds get dispersed from one place to another. And, poo is good goo for you, too. Speaking of goo, what damn time is it? Oh, I still got a couple minutes I got to fill up with something here. Wait a minute. I wanted to do this one thing. I think I lost it. Damn it. Oh, wait. I put it at the bottom so I wouldn't lose it. What is it? Let me see what this is. No, that's not the one. This is the one. This kind of, if you go way down south in the Ozarks, where they had that New Madrid earthquake back when Moby Dick was just like a paramecium. It's got a little crook in this down there, and it's swampy, and they grow rice and all kinds of stuff because it's so wet. Anyway, I found that last time, and I wanted to be sure I got it played and poked this time. I forget to count myself. Speaking of counting, we're going to do what counts here, and that's take a little tea time break at tea time, and your time, and my time, and whosoever time it is. It's always a good time for tea, and however you like your tea, have some tea for me and with me, and or without me, if you don't have enough tea, you know, you only got enough tea for yourself, you know, you have all you need. But anyway, it's about that time for tea, and I'm going to have some. And in the meantime, let's see, I forget, don't forget.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
And that's always true, every day, all day long, wherever you're at. So, let's get the tea time started with, I had some, I'm going to go back to an old stand by a mine or theirs or ours, or I guess it's all mine now, so it don't really matter. But I'm going to go back to this one because it kind of cracks me up a little bit. Every once in a while, I kind of like to hear it. So, lay on that tater chip and have some food. How do you do? I don't know where that alien's from. He always has a hard time getting his whatever started. And he's spitting and coughing and spewing, and he calls me names.
I saw it looked like a big burr or meteorite or something. It went up over the top of the barn and it crashed. I didn't know what. And then I went over there, and it was the herd mentality.
Oh, well, hell, no wonder. That alien ain't never going to get that thing started again, probably. He done crashed and burned out behind the barn, I reckon. Sounds like, anyway. I'm not sure. All right. I had my tea at the correct time for tea, I think, or something pretty damn close to it. And whatever time that is right here where I'm at, it's deep in the heart of misery. Centrally located in the Ozarks, where the two biggest rivers on the continent meet, and that is where I am. And right now it's 4:22 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And again, I said it's 77 degrees, didn't have to run the AC yet today. Got by with fans and windows, and that's all good. Humidity's down. Looking for rain. We need it in a big, bad way here, pretty much. Hopefully we don't get too much at a time, and it soaks into the ground because it's about like concrete trying to dig out there. Nonetheless, I probably should go into the my file management system that I have recreated and created for myself to make it more easy to find shit that I'm looking for when I want to poke the button for it. However, being somewhat dyslexic and never really anorexic and almost always easily distracted, I'm going to find something here. Let's see. Oh, I kind of... Well, I'll do that for a long break a little later on. Let's see. All right, Majesty's sending some rain. We're going to crank up a little more Dr. Bob in the background. And I'll tell you what. I can't ever tell. I don't know. It's a good thing Blog Talk doesn't cost any more money than they make me pay already, which so far is free, but I'm about at the end of my 30-day trial, free trial, 30-day thing. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I was expecting more for my, whatever, $40 a month. But I didn't get it, and that's not too surprising, considering the source, of course, you know, none of this would happen without Blog Talk Radio. So, I mean, there's that part of the equation, I guess. Always need to factor in that. Nonetheless, I could do a fundraiser. Magic City says, like, I'm going to do a fundraiser, and I think a long time ago, back when the fad was like everybody and who's anybody and everybody on Facebook got their own GoFundMe account, and everybody was asking money for this, that, and the other, and I need, my baby needs, and I need, and you need to give me, and my, yeah. Well, anyway, I went and done it, and I made one just because not because I was trying to collect any money, just because I wanted to see how that shit worked. Well, you can just go tell them. I think they've cranked down that, like, PayPal might be involved and shit now, or maybe they always were, and they've kind of put a little tighter string on the purse over there to GoFundMe thing, and because there's a lot of people getting GoFundMe for bogus bullshit that they didn't have no more drive or need to collect money from people that probably didn't have to give in the first place. But nonetheless, it's still going on, and I think I might have to look in my sticky notes and shit on my desktop someplace to find my passwords to get back into that damn thing, but I do believe that I made me a GoFundMe account back then. But I've never needed to use it, or probably not going to start using it now. I guess if I need it, hell, I can't even give t-shirts and shit away on here, so I don't know if I'm going to give anybody going to be donating any money to my cause anytime soon. But that's okay, because if I needed the money, I would have asked for it, and I don't, so I won't. But hey, if you want to send me some bread, I'll take it, or some honey, or, you know, money. I mean, money's always good. I can trade it for whatever else, but I don't know if you got some homemade beef jerky or a pie or, you know, something like that. I mean, if you bottle your own beer at home and you want to send me a few bottles, send that shit to me. I'll take that shit all day long. Or a t-shirt from some place in bumfuck I'm never going to get to that I can wear around and say, hey, no, I didn't go there, but a friend of mine did, and they sent me this shirt. I'll take all that kind of shit, but, yeah, you can keep your cash pretty much to yourself, and I don't need it. I kind of run away from it, really, if I can. I mean, I gotta have it. Like, I spent 2 hours in the Ma Bell telephone store and dropped $440 in there and got out with my phone turned back on. And I got another phone and another device, and, you know, I got more than one piece of shit that's hooked up anyway. What they had done was they quit sending me paper bills. And I made them a long time ago. They've been trying to get me to take not paper, and I'm all about saving trees and shit, but I don't trust my bill. I want to see the disbursement of the charges on shit that they are making me pay for, because they tell you it's going to cost you this much and that much a month. Well, they don't tell you that, well, there's tax and excise and connection fees and fucking, you know, nickel and dime you to death to make it probably another 20 or 30 bucks a month from what they tell you on the telephone when you call them up. So, anyway, I've been chasing that monkey around the coconut tree about long enough. But the only problem with that is I went around and shopped the other providers, you know, the other ones. There's like three of them. basically. And they all play the same game. It's just a different, you know, ball. That's all. It's the same game. They just kick you around. They don't give a shit. Just give us humanity and we'll keep you hooked up. And here's one thing that has always irritated me ever since I got a tablet. And, oh my God, did the nightmares start then. But, I mean, the tablet's cool. I'll say that about it sometimes. But what I never did, and I still don't quite understand, is you got to have, and they didn't tell me this when I got the damn tablet, it's supposed to work on Wi-Fi. Well, no, you got to have a telephone number for the damn tablet, too. Because, I guess that's how they know if you're on the freaking satellite or whatever. Anyway, they charge you. That's like another service, another number, another telephone number for the damn tablet. But you can't call nobody on that unless you do the, you know, through a website or Skype or whatever shit like that. You can't just call people, or you can't get, you know, if somebody calling you, they can't. Yeah, so I don't. That was here's what irritates me. Okay, well, I turn it back on then. Okay, here's what irritates me. I'm going to have to quit saying that, and now I've said it three times in a row. I apologize because irritation to me is kind of like perspiration and fascination. It's just part of life. And so I don't let it get me too much, too bent out of shape ever. But nonetheless, I spent 2 hours in the AT&T store and gave me, you know, $440 for what I was supposed to already be getting. And here's the thing, I got a paper bill from them in the mail yesterday. And when I looked at it, I seen that my bill was a whole lot more, like double what it was supposed to be. And so when I went to call them to clear it up, they had already shut my phone off. And so I had to drive all the way across town and go to their store or some other telephone to call. And so, you know, if I got to go somewhere to call somebody, I'm just going to go right to AT&T and just talk to them. Well, I had a big wait. You know, I was an hour before I got to actually talk to anybody. But, you know, they have TV and stereo and Wi-Fi. They got all the shit in there working. I didn't know that. And the DirecTV, you know, they want me to buy that. Things that happen. Anyway, man, technology is just a wonderful thing most of the time. It's like the double-edged sword. It you know, it cuts both ways. It's the most coolest, wonderful, greatest, scariest shit since, you know, persimmon jam at 1 minute, and the next minute, it's the biggest whirlwind of shit you ever found in your life. It just goes that away. But that's kind of how life works in all facets, really. It's feast or famine, and black or white, dark and night, day or light, however you want to say it. It's pretty much all the same goo. Just depend on how you want to look at it and whether you want to laugh about it or bitch about it or cry about it. And as long as I'm on that note, there's some angels getting their wings. And Maggie C brought up goat cheese with persimmons. And I was going to say, I just got me a bottle of goat milk lavender hand lotion down at my local pharmacy. Some country gal's whipping it up out of her hell, probably out of her barn or something. She probably got a bunch of goats out there milking them, even. But anyway, it's goat milk lavender lotion, hand lotion, you know, body lotion, lotion. And I tell you what, that stuff is goo. It smells goo like lavender dew, and it smooths goo on your skin, too. And so I like that. Anyway, I'm going to probably get some more. They got some different flavors, patchouli and vanilla. And I got lavender this time. It ain't cheap. It ain't cheap. I don't think you lather it on and fall right asleep, but kind of. Lavender, yeah. Yep, lavender is good for that. And I guess if you want to smoke some lavender or ingest it, evidently there are some people that get some sort of a feeling different than usual from consuming lavender and other herbs as well. I guess it's kind of an herby thing that herbs do, like when you consume them or encounter them, rub them, smell them, eat them, taste them, hear them. I don't know if you can get much effect off hearing herbs, but nonetheless, lavender, goat milk, body lotion is goo shit. And I like that. I don't know the gal's name. She got a website and shit, but I buy it at the pharmacy because they probably get a kickback or they're kicking her back or something. You know, I kind of try to keep all my trade as local as I possibly can. If I'm out spending money, I'm trying to give it to my neighbor or the next guy closest that ain't working for some goddamn franchise America motherfucker like Wally World. For example, yeah, I said that, Wally World. Hey, Wally World, I got a message for you. Wait, what? Hold on. That reminds me, this is my very own personal audio file, and there's a story. There's a story that this is a little like, I forgot, like a Beanie Baby duck, Aflac thingy, squeezy toy, make a noise, doohickey. Now, I had that for a while now. Anyway, there's a whole story behind that. Maybe I'll tell it someday, but not likely. It's sitting up on top of my monitor, though. Speaking of my monitor, I'm going to type something in it, I think, but I'm not sure exactly what. I'm kind of wanting to blow something up, but I don't know. I don't know what to really. I ain't in that big a mood to blow shit up. I probably ought to remind it.
It's the Herd Mentality.
I heard about that. I heard about that show from somebody one time. I don't know. Let's see. What do we need back here? I think I'm going to go ahead and for about 3 minutes worth of stuff here, I'm going to play a little Donna Ray. And this is, let's see, Donna Ray Honky Tonk Whiskey. No, Honky Tonk is where you'll find me. There might be some whiskey in a honky. Anyway, let's listen to a little Donna Ray, and you know, we're knocking down to about 20 minutes left of live time, and so I think it's tea time again. So, hey, Donna Ray, take us to tea time.
Promise you love forever, then you made a fool out of me.
Reminds me of that song, one of my favorite songs, and it's been done by a lot of different artists, but that's the Queen of the Silver Dollar. That's I really like that song. Donna Ray, that's correct. As you see, that's Donna Ray, yes, and you spelled it correctly, as far as I know. Anyway, oh, there's another anyway. Come on, write it. Somebody needs to be keeping score for anyways, because anyways, let's see. I probably don't need to fuck up any more than I already have so far today, because, I mean, all the, you know, the big bosses and shit are, like, watching and listening and stuff, you know, like the really cool people, and so I won't fuck up too bad. I mean, I don't mind fucking up because I ain't really hardly ever learned anything unless I fucked up first. But nonetheless, I'm trying to get better every time. And sometimes I get better and sometimes I get not better. So let's see here. What I want to do is see if anybody, there's a few of these things. If anybody ever calls, because there's like a phone number, and I mean, you can call it. It's area code 213-943-3550, and that will call into the studio, and you can talk to me or anybody else who might be here, or you can just listen. But anyway, if anybody ever calls,
Captain. Incoming message.
So I got that ready, you know, just in case. And maybe I should probably, like, delete that. And then when I don't have it and it's not ready, then that's when somebody will call and I'll need it. Because that's just the way shit happens a lot of times. So, and anyway...
Bald face lying, calculated deceit. I don't have much experience with that sort of thing.
Oh, really? Well, I know how that is, because I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. What else is going on? I guess I could and probably should go over here and, oh my God, people are blowing up my face crack. I guess I pissed off a bunch of freaking monkeys again or something. I don't know. It's pretty hard for me to not piss people off on that thing about every day, one way or another. It almost seems like people are just looking for shit to be pissed off about a lot of days over for me anyhow, but I'm going to go wander over here back to the group page for the Herd Mentality on Facebook. And you can find it by, you know, typing in the Herd Mentality. There's also a page, a Facebook page, and a Facebook group, and all that shit. So anyway, evidently we're pretty fucking hard to find because not too damn many people are finding us, except for the ones from Bomb Talk, more or less. It's funny shit, though. You kind of have to understand Bomb Talk a little bit to get into it, I guess. But the only way you're going to get into that and understand that is to try that. Maybe. Okay, I'm ready for another tune, and this is, I haven't played yet, so this is going to be new, I believe. I may have tried it one time. Anyway, this is Danielle Myers and Cowgirl Cadillac. Erwuk. Definitely Erwuk, I reckon. All righty then. Thank you there, Danielle. That was mighty fine music, I reckon. Anyway, there's another. Anyway, that's my go-to, so I'm never probably going to get over that, I don't think. Let's see here. Here's a little more. Bring back Dr. Bob to the back again, and this is a feeling free, easy one. And I want to finish up with my clipboard here, talking a little bit more about persimmons are delicious. That's why all the critters beat most of the humans to them out in the wild, because everything eats them fast. Because they only ripen and stay ripe for a little while before they fall off the tree on the ground and start rotting. So it's pretty short, and you don't want to eat them early because, yeah, that's not good. So what do we want to say about them? There's a bunch of pictures of them in the slideshow. If you make it over to Blog Talk and watch that, most of those are the Oriental Asian persimmons that are predominantly the agricultural species grown in this country and most others, because they're a lot bigger, more fruity fruit. And that's what people like, right? But anyway, the habitat is in conservation aspects of the persimmon, is that it occurs in rocky, dry, open woods, edges of woods, glades, prairies, old fields, thickets, bottomland woods, and valleys along streams. It's generally not recommended in urban landscapes. Despite its many good qualities, the fallen fruit are messy sometimes, and the tree itself has a tendency to sucker. And it's difficult to transplant it once it starts growing. So most of the things that like to sucker, and I don't know if you know what suckering is. I've talked about it before, but that's where the new plant grows out of the root of the tree, basically. Human connections to persimmons, Native Americans, explorers, settlers, and others have all enjoyed the edible fruit. The fruits are notoriously astringent if they are eaten unripe. The dried leaves can be made into tea. The wood is used for golf club heads, textile shuttles, billiard cues, and brush handles. It's really hard. The bark is a very distinctive kind of checkerboard, rectangular, square pattern, easily recognized in the woods, if you spend very much time in the woods. Its connections to the ecosystem is that it's a very important wildlife food. Fruit, buds, and leaves are eaten by deer, possum, squirrel, bobwhite, raccoon, wild turkey, red and gray fox, and coyote. Many birds eat the fruit. It's a pioneering tree in disturbed landscapes, so it also then plays an important role in reestablishing a mature ecosystem. So it's one of those kind of plants that likes to take off and grow where things have been disturbed, or, you know, other trees have been cut down or the brush cleared or whatever. They like to know that stuff. So I highly recommend that. Speaking of the woods, and that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, I believe. I got some couple of errands I need to run, but tomorrow I'm gonna, since it's cooled off some now, we're supposed to get some rain. If it ain't raining too damn hard tomorrow, I'm gonna go out and take me a long walk in a short patch of woods, and know. They need too many things better than that, and even I'll pass up tea time to do that sometimes if I have to be in the right kind of company to do it. I'd just soon not. I can take tea in the woods, too. I always like to have a bottle of water or a jug of tea or something where I'm going for a little walk in the wildlife or whatever you want to call it, the woods, usually. We got prairie around here, too, and it's kind of fun to walk around in. You can lay down in that shit and disappear. That's kind of nice. Sometimes. I don't know if you need to know or want to know anything else about persimmons, but I'm about all puckered out on persimmons, so I'm going to kick it off of my desktop about that. I opened up my clipboard from the group on Facecrack where I post the episode players and the clipboards for every show and shit like that there. Let's see. I think I poked buttons at the right time, but I really didn't poke that many buttons. I want to say I'm going to play this for Angels getting their wings. You never have enough angels with wings, I don't think. And then here's a little piece. I'm going to see if anybody can see what this even sounds like, if it's the sea or not the sea, the sea to me. Alrighty then. That was a big boat in the sea, wherever that sea was. Huh. I believe that was what that horn. It could have been on a. There, maybe there was a semi unloading freight off or loading shit onto. By the beach or fuck, I don't know. But there was a big horn in there for sure. What else can I poke at? Here, it ain't. Welcome to this place. All right, that's about all we got live time, and there's nobody to stick around for after time, so that's going to be all the time, and I'm going to kick us out with our regular kick-out time and be done and put this one in the can. Thank you, ma'am, for another journey on the Herd Mentality Trail. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. Again, shout-outs to Getting for USA and the Mental Lodgings Lounge.
Coast to coast,
and
town to town,
course,
and station
Maggie,
to station.
The incredible, the inimitable, the unbelievable.
Inviting you of all your medicinal needs,
awesome,
recreational uses, and these
what's
travels through the universe.
Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being with us. We'll see y'all later and talk to you next time.
East Coast, West Coast, it's the Herd Mentality. Life could be just a little more fun. You remember the old days when you were young? It can all happen here. Right here on the Herd Mentality. Into the Herd Mentality. Stay tuned for more of the Herd Mentality.